Welcome to Real Movie Stuff. I'm your host, Charles Kirkland Jr. And on this episode, I have an opportunity to sit down with Layla George. Layla George is the star of a fantastic series on Apple Plus TV called Disclaimer. And Disclaimer is about a journalist played by Cate Blanchett, who one day comes across a book on her doorstep called The Perfect Stranger. And with a strange disclaimer at the start of it, any resemblance to persons living or dead is not a coincidence. And as she reads the book, it recounts a troubling time in her life. And the younger part of herself is played by Layla George that we see in the flashbacks. So it was my pleasure to have an opportunity to sit down and talk with Layla George about her involvement in Disclaimer. And here it is. Hi, my name is Charles Kirkland Jr. I'm with thefilmgordon.com and Real Movie Stuff. I have the pleasure of sitting down with Layla George, who plays the young version of Catherine Ravenscroft on the Apple TV's show Disclaimer. So, Layla, my first question to you is, with the pedigree of the novel and Alfonso Cuarón being the director and Cate Blanchett, what drew you to wanting to be a part of this show?
Well, those things that you said were absolute no-brainers for me to say yes. There's no world in which I wasn't going to be doing this. I think to get the chance to, you know, be able to study Cate and take on one of her incredibly emotionally complex characters was such a fun, daunting challenge. And then also to get to work with a genius like Alfonso was a once in a lifetime experience, you know, an opportunity that I would never pass up.
I really think that the role is very intense, like you said. Did you have any opportunity to meet with or share time with Cate? And because I know you play a younger version of her and you're not really on camera with her, did you ever get an opportunity to sit down and talk with her about the role and how you wanted to do it?
We had about one day's crossover when she wrapped shooting and I was about to start. And so we were able to block through a couple of the more important scenes so I could see what her vision for those moments were. And in that time, I got to pick up on some of her mannerisms and her posture and her gait and, you know, little tics that maybe she was doing. And then we worked with the same dialect coach. And that was really helpful in finding synchronicity in our voice. But beyond that, I think I used Alfonso as a guide. You know, he had just worked with Cate doing this character for months and months and months. And so he was able to tell me when to sprinkle in a little bit more or a little less, because obviously we're very different, you know, 20 years apart as right. Human beings. You know, we change a lot. And so there was some freedom in, you know, especially when something significant happens in your life, like happens in this show, you know, we change. And so it was also about figuring out, okay, who was she then? You know, what's different about her? Not necessarily what's the same, but like, how does she differ from Cate's version of the character?
My last question is, you had an opportunity to play this character in two different versions. How hard was it to separate the two, and which one did you find more enjoyable to portray?
I think, you know, they're enjoyable in very different ways. Playing her in the first four episodes was, you know, one of those opportunities where you get to be someone that you're not, you know, just very, very overly sexual and confident and the kind of person that enters a room and all eyes are on her. And, you know, that's fun because it lights you up, you know, if you feel like you're on fire. It's always fun to play someone that's uber confident, especially when you're more shy like me. And then for the other half of the story, you know, whenever you get to tap into that kind of human experience, as difficult as it is, I also find it really therapeutic, and I learn a lot. And so, you know, it definitely, I think maybe one might be a bit easier than the other, but both as enjoyable in the end.
Well, fantastic job you did on both of them, and thank you for sharing a little time with me.
Thank you so much for watching.